Adulor number 9, disarticulation, for Patrick. 1. The Lost City. In this photo of Friday Harbor, see here? The place with the red umbrellas, deck rails dark stained by storm. Here is the place for halibut, for fries cut today, a proper shoestring, skins on, double fried in fresh oil, a bang of salt and rosemary. Sit at the rail, a beer, why not? And burn your mouth on their creamy insides, the silken fish, salted fries, a fireworks of vinegar. From here, look out at the marina, boats glowing meringue in autumn light, a forest of masts clacking with the tide. In 1,000 years, archaeologists will unearth its champagne bottles and dressmaker's dummies, all the bracelets and throne rings, the coins of the world. They will see a new language in these sunken piles, as though a whole city fell into the sea. It wouldn't occur to them, really, that when gold is ground fine, it becomes invisible. Everything we drop and forget is still there, waiting to tell. 2. Quantum indeterminacy. Out at the far end of the string of zeros, my student tells me, you'll open the dryer to find the clothes already folded. A pencil dropped becomes the dusk-lit notes of the violin. When you reach for a pair, your fingers will purl into quanta and pass right through it, into the cedar caress of electrons. Every breath you draw is luminous. What would you give to know? Would you belovedly untouch the tender walls of your one life? Forget the taste of a peach? Unslick your fingers, your chin, of its ripe honey? Loose the sparse spice market of your own sweet self to be both whale and krill? Every drop of the sea? What would you offer up for those tourmaline gills? 3. Missives from the periodic table. What if I told you that the elements are sensate, that they long for us to unedge the table? Let strontium stretch and copernicium contemplate the sun. Allow ytterbium to react with water, to oxidize into lustrous wings, and bismuth to cool and crystallize, to dress itself in cobalt and levitate. Save a moment of thanks for the 6 bodhisattva, the angels of oxygen and carbon, calcium and nitrogen. Expose the glowing phone booth of phosphorus to light. Allow it to sublime. Pray for hydrogen as you'd pray for yourself. It is your body incarnate. In alchemy luminescence, an excited state is created via a chemical reaction. It translates as a staining of fluorophore. Small wonder then, with the angels seething in our atoms, the way I blossom and stain purple everywhere you touch. 4. From my kitchen window. He is 8 and small for his age, the last child of the mustard-colored house of the mother who shouts, the careful lawn. He rides the big wheel, left over, too small for him, legs an angry scissoring against enforced silence. At my garden, he breaks to gaze into my roses, into their heavy, wet hearts. Swift, without looking, he strips one from the greening, palms its round head, a red planet. Carefully, he peels it open, dissecting, petals fall like plucked wings. Hands stained with it, he rides away, the playing card tick, tick, ticks against his wheel. My tide washes out to him, his mute rage, my own pebbled skin. I walk down to where the rose stirs, inarticulate in the breeze, so filled with its own beginnings, it does not know it is already dead. I sweep the petals into my hand, every garnet coin. 5. Vatnajökull Glacier, Icelandic South Coast. Walk inside. Send your heat out beneath the frozen sea, tendrils of salt water falling around you like pealing bells. Look up into the waves frozen in nests. Unfurl inside this Chesapeake blue dragon made of glass, ancient, viridescent, glacial. Can you be small enough and quiet to press yourself against the under and into? Humans and lobsters share an ancestor. In this arching below the Icelandic sea, feel your way back to the split. Unbody into orbilitarian. Who are you without your carapace? I know you want to burn your face against the oculus, see into heaven. Press yourself against it. Disarticulate. You were born of heat. There is only the tiny, fragrant skin we leave behind, the miraculous whale song of it, the abalone shell of our short and glorious lives, holy and imperfect, pearled blue by desire, the salty and the sweet.